$25 million to be added to the parental choice tax credit cap pending the governor's approval, and the Oklahoma Supreme Court weighs the AG's role in a State Farm lawsuit. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Nick Daniels. The state's program to subsidize families' private school tuition is headed toward another expansion. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports a bill to increase the cap on the parental choice tax credit is now headed to Governor Kevin Stitt's desk.
House Bill 3705 from Speaker Kyle Hilbert would raise the program's cap from $250 million to $275 million. The program provides a $5,000 to $7,000 tax credit for parents whose children attend eligible private schools. The vote was largely on party lines, with Democrats like Norman Senator Mary Boren voting against.
We're being asked to authorize a cumulative $975 million in tax expenditures. And this is without a single report on whether this has improved statewide literacy rates, graduation outcomes, workforce development goals.
According to the Oklahoma Tax Commission, $248.4 million was spent on the program last year. Bartlesville Senator Julie Daniels, who defended the bill, says the state came quite close to hitting the cap, so the increase would slowly grow the program. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Cleveland County Sheriff announced his resignation Monday following a felony embezzlement charge. KGOU's Hannah France has details.
Cleveland County Sheriff Chris Amison announced his resignation effective immediately on Monday. This follows his plea of no contest to one felony count of embezzlement. According to a press release from Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond's office, Amison's resignation is part of a plea deal which also includes he pay $10,000 in restitution and accept a 5-year deferred sentence. Amison was charged with moving between $2,000 and $15,000 in campaign funds to himself and others on multiple occasions between 2020 and 2025. In his resignation letter to the Cleveland County Clerk, Amison referred to his resignation as a retirement after 33 years in law enforcement. I'm Hannah France.
Oklahoma's Supreme Court will soon decide if Attorney General Gettner Drummond can intervene in a years-long private insurance lawsuit against State Farm. Lionel Ramos reports on this week's oral arguments.
Drummond says in court filings he hopes to protect Oklahomans in every county from State Farm's alleged fraud scheme around hail damage payouts. State Farm, originally defending itself in district court from an alleged breach of contract violation related to an individual hail damage claim, now faces allegations of violating the state's consumer protection and racketeering acts from Drummond. The company's lawyers say Drummond has no legal right to insert himself into the case and are asking the court to stop him. Oklahoma Solicitor General Gary Gaskins says the request is weak.
State Farm's real complaint is practical, not legal. It does not want to face governmental scrutiny of its fraudulent statewide practices.
If Drummond is allowed to intervene, one justice pointed out that the charges could become criminal. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Oklahoma City Thunder completed a 4-game sweep of the Phoenix Suns last night with a 131-122 victory on the road. It was the Thunder's third consecutive sweep in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way again for OKC with 31 points, while Chet Holmgren added 24 and A.J. Mitchell had 22. OKC now advances to the Western Conference semifinals, but they have to wait for tomorrow evening at the earliest to find out who their next opponent will be. They'll face either the Los Angeles Lakers or Houston Rockets. The Lakers lead the Rockets 3-1 in that first round series. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.